Mission Network News, Monday, August 30th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Nigerian police stop an evangelistic meeting to prevent violent protests. There's a harvest more precious than gold at the Olympics, and Christian radio teams provide practical help in the Philippines. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. Topping the news, religious passions have been inflamed in western Nigeria's Kwara state. Police stopped an open-air evangelistic meeting in Ilorin to put an end to a possible riot by Muslim youths who were protesting the event. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton describes the situation as a tinderbox.
You have the northern states, many of whom have adopted Islamic Sharia law. You have the southern states, which are predominantly Christian. So you almost have two countries within a country, and the border between those and the relationships between Muslims and Christians are very strained.
Nettleton says although it may appear the government favors Muslims and discriminates against believers, there is still a vibrant church.
There are people thinking about eternity, thinking about death and great significant questions, and they're ripe to hear the gospel during those times. And so I think we can pray for safety for Christian workers. We can also pray for fruit for their labor.
Meanwhile, people in the Netherlands are just like any other in the world. They want to know the answers to life. As the demographics change, their questions remain the same. While the Muslim culture is growing, it's also the segment of Dutch society that's most open to the gospel, says Chris Chapman with Greater Europe Mission.
Typically, people who are not natives to the country are more open to the gospel because they're out of their own home environment and their home surroundings. I haven't had a lot of contact with Muslim people, although we know that they're there and we're trying to find ways to connect with them right now.
If they don't find a way to do that, Islam could take over. Terry Chapman says the need is desperate.
One thing that we would like to see in our particular area is to have someone come alongside us on the team that has a real heart and passion to reach out to that population. Somebody that has some special training in the area of working with Islam, an understanding there of how to move into that culture.
Pray that God will call someone to work in this area. You're listening to Mission Network News. Believers around the world are being asked to pray for Olympic athletes who have been the recipients of the gospel. Athletes in Action, a ministry of Campus Crusade for Christ, says dozens of athletes voluntarily received copies of the special Olympic edition of the Jesus film on DVD. Athletes from all over the world will see and hear the gospel. Research indicates these DVDs will reach the most remote corners of the earth as athletes return home. Next, the record-breaking gospel expedition in Russia has just wrapped up, and believers are thrilled with the results. Slavic Gospel Association helped sponsor the expedition, which took the gospel all over the country, says Joel Griffith.
The expedition visited about 236 different cities and towns across Russia's 11 time zones, lasted for 221 days. They drove over 60,000 kilometers. They held over 447 different evangelistic meetings.
Griffith says the humanitarian aid was also part of the trip. While many government leaders view the evangelicals as cults, he says the expedition did something unexpected.
It gave the evangelical churches a new realm of authority that they've never had before and went to allay a lot of suspicion. Well, hey, these guys must be really all right. And then when they actually got to hear the message and what they were saying, they could see that a lot of things that had been said about the Baptists over the years just simply weren't true.
And the Far East Broadcasting Company's team in the Philippines is celebrating ministry outside of radio. The field relief team helped install a water system in a large squatters community near their offices in Venezuela City. Begun in 2003, the system was finally dedicated this year and provides clean water to more than 400 families. FEBC hopes that by offering practical help to those in need, the residents they've assisted will see love in action in the name of Jesus. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the MNN newsletter featuring stories on Olympic outreach, ministry in Iraq, and more, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also sign up at our website at missionnetworknews.org, click on the newsletter icon, fill out the information, and we'll send it to you free of charge. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.